here we are a year later after the shooting of Keith Scott. What do you think the community as a whole learned?
I don't think we are a community as a whole. I think we're a lot of different communities. So I can't speak for the community as a whole. And I think that's the important point, is that we have to understand that we are a city of various communities, and some of those communities have different realities than the others. And I think that's the starting point that we really have to be more willing to talk about.
What kind of conversations have you had with the community in the past year?
Well, a lot of them are people are mad, they're angry. Some of them are people just want to learn more. There are conversations that happen where people are saying, what's this all about? What's the anger about? What's the frustration about? And that's a good thing. That's what we need more of.
A lot of really angry criticism was directed at you and the rest of the council over the shooting. Did that have an effect on how you receive criticism and how you deal with it?
Oh, every little bit of criticism you get when you're on council starts to kind of, you know, it chips away, and you can take it and you can get defensive about it. And some of it's very upsetting because, frankly, when people sit there and swear at you, no good really comes of that. But when people want to have conversation, then that's different. Then, you know, I'm always willing to sit down and talk to somebody if they want to have constructive conversation. And if they need to let out anger first to do that, then that's okay. I'm all right with that.
During that first council meeting after the shooting of Keith Scott, in which a lot of people spoke, many of them were really angry, really frustrated.
Yeah.
You addressed the crowd at the end, and you said that you felt oftentimes African Americans would not return your calls.
That's right.
Because you're white. And
yeah.
You got visibly emotional talking about it. Is that still an issue, some people not talking to you because you're white?
Definitely. Which I get. There's a trust factor. And so I think that that's what was frustrating for me, is that wasn't, you know, since the 1 year I'd been in office. I've been a public safety advocate for 10 years. And when I started my organization, Neighbors for a Safer Charlotte, there were a lot of people who weren't willing to take my phone call. And I would hear through back channels that they need to learn to trust you first. So I get that. I'm not going to fault that. But there were a lot of people there that were yelling that I've tried to have conversations with. So that was frustrating. I get that. But if you want to yell and you want your voice to be heard, then we all need to be able to talk to each other. And I think that I understand the reason for the distrust. I really do. But if we want to move forward and make progress, we've got to put aside our assumptions about each other and be willing to talk to each other.
How do you approach that?
I try to be vulnerable about it and to show my vulnerabilities and to say, I might sound stupid, I might not know, but tell me about it, you know? And I've tried to do that in my years of being an advocate, because I've learned that it's okay to say, you're right, I grew up in a bubble. I might live in a bubble still, but I'm willing to listen and learn. And unless you're able to do that, you know, you're not going to begin to have conversations. I think especially for a lot of white people, we get our guard up and say, I'm feeling really guilty right now. It wasn't my fault. And that's a conversation stopper.
As chair of community safety, what do you think CMPD has learned in the past year?
Well, I can't speak for CMPD in terms of what they've learned. I've seen what they've faced and what the community faces. And so we're not, you know, our job as city council members are to represent the people, but also to represent our police department, because we want the very best police department, which means having the very best people. And so that, you know, that does mean that we have to listen to both sides. And I think it's been a very difficult time to be a police officer. It's also been a very difficult time, you know, to be someone who feels they don't have a voice.
Do you think the department still needs to show some improvement?
Well, I think they know that. You know, Chief Putney has talked about that they are working on their biases, their implicit biases. We all do. You know, we all have implicit biases, and we all need to work on that.
There's still a lot of people in the community who say they just don't trust police officers. How do you deal with that?
I would say have a conversation with the police officer. I mean, there's 1,800 patrol officers in CMPD alone. So if you've had one interaction, that is your reality. That's how I got involved as a public safety advocate. I had one interaction with an officer who didn't seem very interested in what had happened to me. And that jaded my view. When I saw that our court system at the time, 2007, was 50th in the country as a state for a courtroom funding, you start to ask, well, then how do things work in the courtroom? And when you start looking at that, you start saying, how is justice being served for anybody? And so the reality is, when the court system is broken, we're putting people back out on the streets faster than the police can respond. And the police respond to crime. So then you have to start saying, well, how can we look at the system holistically and make it better? So how do you keep people out of the system in the first place?
Where would you like Charlotte to be a year from now?
On this trajectory, I do think that we are making progress. You know, these are systemic issues. They're insidious issues that resulted in, you know, where we were the night on September 20th that Mr. Scott was killed. That was, you know, that was a flashpoint. We knew those things were boiling over. We saw that with the Jonathan Ferrell case, the frustration and the anger at the judicial system. So I do believe that we're talking more. I do believe there are more conversations. I do believe people are willing to listen to each other more and more, not necessarily enough. I do believe the police department is looking at their own policies and procedures and how they interact with citizens. They're getting out. They're responding quicker. The city council is responding quicker. We realized that was an issue, how we respond to people. So we are moving forward.